It is to afford us unfailing and familiar company through life. It opens up a smiling prospect of the blessed and passive kind of love, rather than the blessed and active. It is approached not only through the delights of courtship, but by the public performance and repeated legal signatures. A man naturally thinks it will go hard with him if he cannot be good and fortunate and happy within such august circumvallations, and yet there is probably no other act in a man's life so hot-headed and foolhardy as this one of marriage. For years, let us suppose you have been making the most indifferent business of your career. Your experience has not, we may dare to say, be more encouraging than Paul's or Horace's. Like them, you have seen and desired the good that you are not able to accomplish. Like them, you have done the evil that you loathed. You have waked at night in a hot or cold sweat, according to your habit of body, remembering with dismal surprise your own unpardonable acts and sayings. You have sometimes been tempted to withdraw entirely from this game of life, as a man who makes nothing but misses withdraws from that less dangerous one of billiards. You have fallen back upon the thoughts that you yourself most sharply smarted for your misdemeanors, or, in the old plaintive phrase, you are nobody's enemy but your own.